Here's how you apply for reasonable accommodation. First, you'll need to check you're eligible and find out about the process from an advisory service or the Beauftragte für Studierende mit Behinderung at your university. You are eligible to apply if you, like me, have a long-term physical or mental health condition or disability. And it puts you at a disadvantage when it comes to exams or assessments. But your condition or disability can't be related to the skills the exam is supposed to assess. If you meet all these three conditions, you have a right to adjustments in reasonable accommodation. For example, my health condition means I need to use the toilet more often than other students. These toilet breaks aren't counted towards the time allowed for me to complete an exam. To get this adjustment, I made a written application. Some universities have a form you can use. When you make your application, it's really important to explain exactly what effect your condition or disability has on activities you have to do during an exam or assessment, such as sitting at a desk, seeing, or writing. Make sure you list every type of exam or assessment you need adjustment for and what adjustments you need for each one. You should also say how long you will need them for. In my case, I need more breaks in written exams and a longer time to complete them, and I need these until the end of my degree course. The examination regulations for my degree say I have to submit a medical certificate alongside my application as evidence. Universities may also accept a written opinion from a psychotherapist or other types of documents. I made sure the examination office responsible for my course received my application and the supporting evidence in plenty of time before I started my exams. So, if you want to find out more, contact an advisory service or the Beauftragte für Studierende mit Behinderung at your university.